it was the it was the main reason that he wanted to get back into physical learning with his classmates. When I tried to pry, he says that she had been ghosting him and not answering his messages, which made me a little sad because I don't want my baby treated like that. My son is socially awkward, and I didn't want it to affect him in this realm, so seeing him go through it was a little heartbreaking for me. Well, the girl's parents contacted me and claimed that he has been stalking their daughter. Unbeknownst to me, my son has apparently sent thousands of texts to their daughter and called, leaving voicemail a lot. She apparently has never responded to him or told him to stop in some point of their conversations. Now back at school, she's ignoring him and adamant that they've never had any type of relationship, and he says that they did. Her parents want to meet with the principal of the school and possibly the police so that we can discuss how to protect her from his stalking. My son is no stalker in any way. He's awkward, yes. He's timid, of sure, but never a stalker. I'm a single mom, and I want to advocate for my son, and I just don't know how to move forward. What is going on? Please help me, Freak Show. And that's signed Sharon out of Lakeland.
Did I miss the part of the email where she said how old he was? Was that in there somewhere?
She didn't know. Down at the bottom, she says 14.
14.
Can we not involve the cops right off the bat? Like, can we just chill for a second? See, as parents, if we could just handle it first.
Maybe he's crossed that line, though.
I mean, it sounds like it's
close to that, but like, let's try to handle this in here.
If you're a parent of girls and somebody is like, because I mean, you got daughters.
Yeah, I can
like,
only
I
imagine
mean, somebody
that
blowing
I'm
up your
with
daughter
this.
With 1,000 messages yes. and all this other stuff, and your daughter's like, I don't know this boy.
But mom didn't know. Like, this is the first she's right. hearing about this. So, like, let them parent at least first, and or like, let's all get together that way. There's no misconstrued of information. Like, he's saying one thing, she's saying another.
What happens when you find out your kid crazy? I mean, because I mean, not saying crazy like, you know, like, you know, everybody gets mad at the word, but I'm saying like your kid's acting out.
But this mom almost sounds like she's in a bit of denial. She's like, no way, my kid couldn't be a stalker.
Right.
He's just awkward. Maybe he is. Maybe this is a teachable moment, or maybe
it
he
is.
Has. Maybe he's crossed that line.
That's what I'm saying.
And because the fact that she is just now getting wind of this, and this has been happening, what would they say, all summer? This
all summer, over the summer, he's been blowing this kid up.
So maybe that ship sailed. Maybe she's too late. She's just now joining the party where this
she
has
is.
Been a problem for a while.
Why okay. is it just coming up, though?
It's because they're back in school now.
They're
back in school.
I don't want to involve the cops.
Listen, the kid is thinking that he's dating this girl.
Right, I got you.
Okay, I don't know how, but like somehow he walked away with their dating.
Well, that happens.
So over the summer,
right.
he's been hitting her up like, yo, so what's going on?
Where
we going to go to a movie?
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry, it's COVID. Like, you know, so
yeah.
like he's having full-on conversations.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't saying anything back. They get back to school. He walks up like, yo, what's up? She's like, well, leave me alone.
And then other kids are going to find out about it, that he's been so.
So what do you do in this situation? Now, she's asking, she wants to advocate for her son. And she doesn't want her son to be labeled as some sort of stalker. Natasha is on the phone. Natasha, we're trying to help out Sharon here. What are you thinking here? What you said, the phone company, what they going to do?
I think that they should call the phone company. If you call and ask, they usually can give you a comprehensive list of all the phone calls, all the text messages. Because as a single mom, I've advocated for my child many times. And I always look for the evidence to have my child back.
Mm.
And it's never steered me wrong, so she need to go get all the receipts, and that way she can talk to the family with all the facts.
Okay, so go to the phone company. Phone company gives you the proof to make sure your kid ain't been blowing up nobody crazy.
The
right, because if he's shy, he probably ain't do all of that. He's probably not confident enough to even send that many messages.
Okay.
That's
okay,
a good point.
That makes a lot of sense. All right, I appreciate it, Natasha. That's good.
There's a lot of shy people that are very strong behind a keyboard, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, yeah, that's
seen
true.
That
that's true. I mean, a little image, you know what I'm saying? That's true. Their imagination puts them into a space.
Right.
Margaret's on the phone. Margaret, you say mom might be in denial.
Mom is totally in denial. She's already said this child is awkward. She doesn't even know what her son is doing. So I think mom is a little responsible for this child's actions also.
Mm.
And on the other side, it would not have taken me all summer long if that was my daughter.
Yeah. Drug, yeah.
Yes, true.
Both
yeah.
sides.
It wouldn't have got to the thousands.
Oh no. And then they're talking police. I do think that everybody needs to come to the table and find out what's going on, because at this time, at this age, 14, there's some stuff going on in the world that she needs to know what her son is doing, and both sides. So I don't think police right now, but I don't think it could be ruled out totally.
Okay. All right, so, I appreciate it.
Come to the table, let's discuss this, let's find out what's going on, and let that little boy know that if it's not reciprocated, it's not good.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that, and that's the lesson. I mean, and at some point, you're supposed to learn that, whether it's from an older brother, a big homie, or somebody's supposed to teach you,
yeah.
All right, listen, you don't blow them up. You hit them once, they don't hit you back. You make sure their phone wasn't off. you maybe hit them again and get them another opportunity yeah. to ride the ride.
A right. couple days later.
But other than that, no, you don't bother them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would have been to the hospital. This wouldn't have gotten that far with me. It's yeah. just point blank.
Yeah, I'm with
period.
You,
guys.
I appreciate it, period.
Seriously, though, no
period.
One's checking phones at all? I mean, my kid doesn't even have a phone yet, and I want to check it.
Listen, my kids got phones. I check up on them, but I don't check up on them as much as I should.
Mm.
But I know when I go at their phone, they don't get nerved.
Mm, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That
like,
says
it's
a
like
lot.
That. Yeah, you know, like, because, I mean, they just like, they like to watch YouTube.
Yeah.
They like to do stuff like
Wait
that.
Wait till they get tight.
Little TikTok videos. I have had to go through the TikToks and check with that or whatever.
That's
but
smart.
If you're not going on your kids' stuff at all, that's a little reckless.
You don't even have to. Oh, I mean, there are apps where you can see every single text that they get. It'll just show up on your phone.
Wait, now we got Lee on the phone. Lee, you actually have a different perspective on this. What you said, you are a parent of special needs a student, and so you can give advice on that side.
First-time caller. Love you.
Hey, first-time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show, Lee. Hey.
Okay, hey. I just wanted to say, look, I don't claim to know. Just based on the little I heard when I walked into the car, there's two sides to every story. I think the mom of the daughter could have and does have every right to be, scared, nervous, apprehensive about the whole situation. And with the technology, it's very easy for that stuff to get out of hand, okay? And those kids know more. They hit a button, and I don't know, they're in a different country, and I'm just still trying to figure out how to turn on my microwave, okay? And I'm
yeah.
an educated woman. Okay, so that's a problem, and it gets away from the best parents. But no judgment. But I would say on the side of the young man, it could be, and it, there could be something serious, but you know what? It might be that this young man has some issues in terms of, socializing, and he can't read social cues, and maybe the girl was trying to not let him down horribly, and he felt like he was entitled. He could be just a, one of these entitled kids, but he could be someone who has understanding social communication. So my advice as an educator, and I'm not the expert, but I've lived it, okay? And I've seen it with other kids, too, is, the earlier that kids can feel successful about something and find a friend in some group, they don't feel that they have to hang on to one person. And the earlier that they can get, and it's never too late, the earlier that you can get that young man into some kind of a social skills group where he learns, and there's therapies for this, where he can learn how to read. And I know this isn't the most exciting advice, but to me, it's a possibility. It's a possibility for a positive solution for these two people. And, the girl's got a right, too. Someone keeps bothering her. Girls are always taught, or, be nice, be polite. Maybe she tried to let him down and,
yeah, and he couldn't read it. I mean, I get that.
Right.
And
yeah.
And honestly, yeah. it does give them an opportunity to make different real friends in some sort of area they can base it on. And then he can compare the two and realize this ain't what he was thinking it was.
A lot of text messages.
if that's the case. So I do appreciate that, because that's
Bingo.
A good bit of advice, Lee. Thank you so much.
Okay. Love you guys. God bless.
Oh, thank you.
Make it harder. Make it harder. You can't see people's faces now. You know?
That's true, yeah. too. Yeah. Well, yeah. Behind the mask, she was cringing. She just couldn't be good see it. That's what it was. All right, Lee. All right, we got a lot of texts. What we got? Let's see.
Out the 813, the best bet is to have him switch schools. I'd imagine the girl's parents have proof or evidence of her son's activities. That's why they're talking about getting police involved. Mom can advocate for him by putting him in a new environment and making sure he understands boundaries.
And counseling will probably
help.
He got
to lose his school? Like, come
well,
on,
kids
people,
are going to know.
All right, listen. Like, Mom, hit record on this. Listen here, people. Now, if y'all at this meeting and we having this conversation with y'all, we are the representation of this little boy. All right, little boy got caught up. He ain't had a big homies, but now he got us. Okay, so we are advising him that he needs to lay up. You text one person one time, they don't text you back. You let them know. Or with another text, hey, is your phone working?
Just making sure I got the right number.
Just making sure I got the right number.
You alive?
After that, then we ain't going to bother nobody else, okay? Then we ain't got to call no police, and we got to just leave them alone, and this is just courtesy of the Freak Show.
You speak from experience, Orlando. You ever text somebody too much?
Listen, we ain't got to go into old stuff and get out of my business.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.